on Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Welcome to the midweek form preview, racing at Ladbrokes Park on the lakeside. Today, Dean Lester is here to find us all the winners. How are you, Dino?
Hello, Michael.
What do you make of the lakeside meeting today?
Oh, a little bit nervous, rail true, a bit of rain about, so you just have to see how it plays out. It's been a bit of a challenging week, I think, with tracks so far, so hopefully we can get it right today.
What's the usual? Is it you want to be on the fence again with the rail into true?
I would have thought with Lakeside, we had the Hillside meeting on Saturday, and so we're back to the inside part of the track, if you like, down the hill and round in the straight. So they're onto fresh ground. So I would think, inside shouldn't be any disadvantage.
Well, we've had a track downgrade in the last hour to a soft seven, and Kane McCartan is the assistant track manager out there at Sandown Ladbrokes Park. Good morning, Kane. How are you?
Good, thanks, Michael. How are you?
Very well. So is that just a bit of rain overnight this morning that has preceded the down trade or the down turn to a soft seven?
Yeah, so I did a track report this morning, sort of wandered around sort of quarter to six, track report out at 6 o'clock, and it was clear and fine and not a bad morning up until then. And then that's when the rain sort of came through. It started off as a bit of drizzle and it got a bit heavier, and we downgraded to a seven, and I dare suspect we've had another mill since then, so I'd say we'll be on a heavy surface.
Okay.
Michael.
Is there more rain expected, or is that about it, do you think?
Well, the Bureau sort of suggested early in the piece yesterday and the day before that it would be more like an afternoon sort of shower affecting the actual race itself. So we've been fortunate to avoid that, I think. But then in saying that, there's every chance that the showers could sort of roll in again this afternoon, and we could sort of see some more rain, but at this stage it looks like it's clearing.
And do you think with the rail to the true on Lakeside that it'll be a leader's advantage again?
Yeah, look, I think Lakeside will just do what Lakeside does, especially with a heavier surface, and especially after that rainfall at this time of year. It just sort of lingers around that top sort of 40 mil of the track and doesn't sort of dry that well with no wind around. So I think, you know, horses up on speed on the fence, probably inside 4 metres in the first half of the field, will certainly be the best place to be today, I would have thought.
And I know yourself and Terry and everyone would have reviewed the track from last Saturday. Looking back on it a few days now, what did you come up with for the reason for the performance on Saturday and the fact that it seemed to be a big advantage to be on the fence in front?
Yeah, look, I honestly just think that it was just the way the race was run, and probably the heaviest sort of moisture-affected surface, I suppose. Look, with nothing that we do, we don't roll in a particular area or aerate in a particular area of the track to sort of be an advantage or disadvantage. It's all sort of treated the same. And given we had such a big break coming into that rail position, it was good, clean ground up until that, or sort of out until 12 metres on Hillside, and obviously from the jump line out wider again. So, look, from what we gather from walking at the days leading in, and obviously we walk it a few times a day, every day leading into a race meeting, and it was as even as it was. I think it just, what came down to was just the way the races were run on the day, and you had to be a fit, sort of, you know, good horse up front and on the speed, and horses sort of going wider. Probably it might have been a bit too much energy to expel to make any ground late.
Best of luck today, Kane.
No, thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Kane McCartan joining us there, the track manager. Let's have a chat to Dave Eustace, because Dave and Kieran have got a number of good chances at the lakeside today. How are you, Dave?
Michael, morning. How are you?
Are you a bit bleary-eyed? Do you stay up and try and keep an eye on Royal Ascot this week?
No, I didn't. We've recorded it, and hopefully got time to watch it, seeing all the results. And yeah, obviously looked very good racing, but I won't be staying up to watch it now.
Now, on a hard, fast surface, were there any complaints from the local trainers?
To be honest, I think they've had really good weather there, and the expectation was fast ground. And, you know, they knew what they were getting. So, you know, it was genuine quick racing ground, but they all knew what was coming. So it looked like, Palliser was obviously very impressive, which everyone thought. It looked like great racing, yeah.
Well, it won't be a firm deck today at Sandown. Most likely going to be into the heavy range, listening to Kane there. And you kick off the day, race number two, What a Fox, Jamie Carr. One of the favourites is two-year-old Fox Wedge Filly. We've only seen her on one occasion. She wasn't far away. What do you think about a heavy track today for her?
Fox Wedges generally do get through it. And yeah, I'd be quite confident she does. She's very, very professional. She's not very big, but she's very game, and I thought it was a really good run on debut. We knew 1,000 would be too short, but we wanted to just nestle in behind one or two and hit the line strong, and she got a really nice ride from Dean. She learned plenty from it, so I think she'll run a really big race.
Similar type of ride today from gate three?
I think so, yeah. She, you know, Jamie can just pop out over her neck and have one or two in front. If she sprung the machines and found herself in front, we won't drag her back because she is very professional and, you know, I don't think she'll necessarily need a lot of company to really quicken up, but I think it'll naturally help her if she had one or two in front of her.
Yeah. Do you have any concerns about going to the lakeside, into the rail true, that it might be another leader-dominated day?
I think you have to be. It generally favours the leaders, and you know, you're very often accepting with horses who favour being on speed. And you know, she's obviously drawn well, and I think she'll be able to put herself into, you know, use her gates.
Well, Miss Tainui is another one that can be up on speed again. First time to see a wet track. What do you think about her chances today?
Yeah, again, she's a very game filly. She's, you know, she was very brave at first and really, really fought hard at Sandown. And yes, you're right, she can go forward, and we are going to be positive and would be happy to lead if and make our intentions felt, because she's fit and more of a lengthener than a real quickener. So we're keen to put the rest of the field to the sword. I think she can improve again.
In race number five, you've got She's a Cracker and Ready to Indulge. Can you split them?
I hope we get some more rain. And I actually thought Ready to Indulge was a better chance. She's drawn better. She's able to race handy. I think she's, you know, that little bit more progressive and has done nothing wrong. I know she's only rated 58, but I think she's better than that. So I give her a bit of a push at each way odds.
All right.
And She's a Cracker does go better fresh. We freshened her up. She was good first start. Didn't have a lot of luck at Warrnambool on drying ground. So, again, she loves the mud, and the more there in, the better for her, and would have an each-way chance. But the draw is going to work against her.
And then you ran out your day in race number six. You got Roland Garros, but the favourite is Smoke and Romans. Dean Yendall on board. Are you in Smoke and Romans camp as well? It's pretty tight in the market now, a $2.30 chance.
Yeah, I thought he came short. He's a winner on a soft six, but doesn't like it any worse, and it wouldn't be a guaranteed runner if the ground were to deteriorate, so it'll depend on how much rain does come. I didn't really catch what Kane said to him this morning, so it felt that it would hold a six. But it'll depend on how much rain there is. But if he takes his place and it's no worse than a six, then he'd have a great chance. But, yeah, I don't think there's a lot of leeway in that price.
Well, it's probably not good news. We're already on a soft seven. They've had a bit of rain.
Oh, yeah, okay. Right.
He thinks it could get to the heavy run.
He's a good chance for not running, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, Smoke and Romans may come out of that last race.
Yeah.
Gee, you've got a number of nice entries for Flemington on Saturday. Just a quick look ahead. Do we get to see Heart of Poissance Grand Promenade in action?
No, they're not going to run. Just with the spring in mind, we're just going to give them a slightly less busier racing schedule. South Pacific will run, and I think will run very, very well. He likes soft ground and likes his run space, so he lines up. I thought his work was really good yesterday. I think he'll run a great race. Mm-hmm. But the other two are just going to wait.
All right, very good. And who are you running the Creswick? You got three entered there.
Sir Davey will run. He's a good winner at Sandown. Came from a long way back on Lakeside against Pat another day. His last win, and he's done nothing wrong. So we put blinkers on down the straight. Think he'll run a really nice race.
Good on you, Dave. Best of luck today.
Okay. Cheers, Michael. Thanks.
Dave Eustace joining us there. So there's a bit of news. It would seem it would be unlikely now that the favourite in that last race number six today, which is Smoke and Romans at around about 2:30, will most unlikely take its spot with it being a soft seven, and Kane saying he thinks it could be downgraded to a heavy track. Dino, let's get into the first race here, which is over the 2,400 metres. Takeout seven, Mark Holt for Patrick Payne and his sister Michelle is Even Money. Token Spirit, $3.50. Mr. Jubes, $5.50. And then you're out to Echo Warrior at $6. Is this the race for Mark Holt?
I think he's a great chance, Michael. I don't think there's a lot between him and Mr. Jubes. I'm surprised there's such a discrepancy in price. I think Mr. Jubes has had plenty of racing over ground, as he did in the spring. He's well seasoned, and he won last start on the synthetic, but he ran pretty well on the heavy two starts back, so I'm not too worried about the ground, and he has won on soft ground, so I think he's got a great chance of winning. Mark Holt can certainly win. He just keeps creeping up in the weights for not winning, but this is probably a weaker race than last start. Not significantly weaker, mind you, but I think he's the danger. Echo Warrior comes through that same race last start at behind Namaqua at Flemington. It was an on-paces race, essentially, and he was out the back, so he ran okay. And Token Spirit, I'd be really worried about him in the ground now. I think deteriorating tracks are a worry at a strong 2,400, but I'm pretty happy that Mr. Jubes is a good price. 1, 2, 3, and 4.
1, 2, 3, and 4 in race number 1. And Mr. Jubes, $5.50. Nice little value play to start the day. Race number 2 is the 2-year-olds over 1,300 metres. No scratchings here. Michelle and Patrick again team up with a favourite here, Dossier, at $2.20. What a Fox is a $3.40 chance. Crazy Ladies at $7. And they're the top three, the only three under double figure odds. This favourite was really good on debut. First up today, who are you with, Dino?
Yeah, I'm pretty excited to see her, Michael. I think she's well above average. She was also nominated for Saturday and they've elected to run here. And I think that's a good play. She won on heavy ground. She came off the bit very early, but geez, she just got stronger and stronger as the race went on. Beat a subsequent winner, and I think she relished 1,300 first up, and would think that she's probably on a as a filly, but on a bit of a cherry to a Tony path, a winter prep, and then into spring. I think she's very good, and I think she'll win. What a Fox ran well on debut, and will be better for that outing. Looks the main danger. Kaviri wasn't a bad run on debut. Had to go a long way back from the draw, and actually ran okay there, and I think from barrier one could race a lot closer and maybe get into the placings. And Got a Pulse was quite a good win on debut on wet ground and then struck a dry track and a forgive run at Flemington last time out. But the most interesting runner of the day for me, Dokur, looking forward to seeing her win today and on to better things. 1, 7, 6, and 4.
1, 7, 6, and 4. Is there one little word of caution with the way Patrick likes to have his horses relaxed early and her racing style, if it is favoured to be up on speed, she's going to have to be pretty good to run down?
Yep, that's exactly the challenge for her. I think Crazy Ladies will probably lead the likes of What a Fox, Got a Pulse, and I think, it just depends on the dynamics of the race, but if there's a three-wide train that she can get into and build her speed, I'm hoping it's not that bias that she couldn't overcome that and get the money.
All right. Could be, fingers crossed, one of the better bets of the day. Race number 2, Dokur, at around about $2.20. Race 3, take out 1, 8 and 11. Ocean's Gen is the favourite here at $3.90. Equal favourite with Always in Moment. Crestani's at $4 and Amifsa is at $6. Who do you like in the third, Dino?
Yeah, just so there's a late scratching there of Worsfold, who had a very good chance in this race. It's a bit of a shame. Scratch on Vet's advice. I'm going with number 2, Crestani. He's a lot better than a one win from 10 start horse. It's just whether it's been circumstance or placement in races that have been just a little bit challenging. But, gee, he's in a very suitable race here, and I think he's got a great winning chance. Amphitter ran quite well first up for Chris Waller. Will be fitter and certainly has to be regarded. Always in Moments, the one that's very hard to get a gauge on, because she's had three starts, and the second start she won very impressively, ran really good time, looked great, and the runs either side she's pulled up with atrial fibrillation, which is far from ideal. Recent trial was absolutely terrific, so I think if she's on song she can win, and with that late scratching of Worsfold, I'll put in Ocean's Gen next best. 2, 3, 5, 4.
2, 3, 5, and 4. And the third, race number 4's over 1,600 metres. In this race, we can take out 2 and 12. Spooning is the favourite. Jay Carr for Mick Price, Mick Kent Jr., 2.70. Star of Eden, $6. Montilla is at $6. And then we're out to Miss Tainui. And Dave Eustace said he wants to send her to the front, open them up, and gives her a chance at about $8. Who do you like, Dino?
You don't get this happen very often, Michael, but there was a race here 2 weeks ago won by Star of Eden, and the first six across the line are all here again. So and it's the right form. So we've got to try and work out who's going to improve. And I was very interested in Dave's comments, because I thought Miss Tonyuri was the one open to the most improvement, because she was a month between runs, lightly raced. I thought she ran pretty well last time out, maybe in the worst ground as well. So I am going with her, and I think they're probably good tactics to roll along. To beat Star of Eden, she's going to run well. She stays at the same weight for beating these fillies 2 weeks ago. Spooning was probably disadvantaged getting back on that occasion, but from barrier one, she's got a variable that puts her right in the race, and Montilla's going to be on pace and seems pretty reliable. But the other two in that race, Seduce and Primata, both ran well and will be competitive. So it's a really interesting race seeing these all line up again 2 weeks later. 6-1, 4-3.
6-1, 4-3. And you'd be happy with the $8, wouldn't you, Dino?
I think so. I think on an each way basis, knowing that she's going to be on pace, and I'm thinking on pace is going to be a good place to be. So you'd have to think that's a good price.
All right, little bank builder just before the quaddie is what we need. Miss Tainui, race number four at Ladbrokes Park, racing on the lakeside today. Quick break. Back with the quaddie legs.
On RSN 927's Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
The Wednesday edition of Midweek Mail. Dean Lester here, finding you all the winners. We're up to the first leg of the quaddie at Sandown. And for those who missed it, the track report a little earlier, we're already down to a soft seven, but a bit more rain has fallen out there. We may well be playing on a heavy surface today. The first leg of the quaddie is race number five. It's a 64 over 1600. We can take out 4 and 11. Perennial for Peter Moody. Will Price is the 390 favourite. Stratessa, $7. She's a cracker at $8.50, and Mostly Sunny at $9. And Ready to Indulge is at $9. And Dave Eustace was leaning to Ready to Indulge over the stablemate. She's a cracker, Dino. Do you agree?
Yeah, I'm with him, Michael. That's why I wanted him up this morning, to hopefully give a good push to this mare. I think she's ready to go. Third up from a spell, drops a little bit in weight, added fitness, inside draw around Lakeside. I think she's got a very good chance. I think the most talented horse in the race is Perennial, but she's got a style where she's got to balance up, get back. She'll need everything to align, and she does go up 6 kilos for that last start run, even though she is dropping in grade. So that's the challenge for her. Eight, Pindy Pride. I think she's the improver at a big price. She probably didn't run the longer trip last start, back to 1600 on wet ground. She can run well, and Stratessa's just building with every run. She's going to be somewhere there from a good draw and be in the finish. But I think it's a really good chance for Ready to Indulge. 14, 3, 8, and 9.
14, 3, 8, and 9. Ready to Indulge. Really nice each way price. $9, $3 in the first leg of the quaddie. Second leg of the quaddie is a benchmark 78 over 2100. Take out 1, 12, 15. Smoke and Romans is the $2.30 favourite, but may not start if it is worse than a soft six by the time the race goes around. It's a soft seven as we speak. Dirty Deeds, $4.40. Crimson Ace, $7. Duke of Plumpton is at $9. And then we're down to J. Rod 2 at $9 as well. So what's your thoughts, re the favourite, after listening to Dave Eustace, Dino?
Yeah, it's not ideal, Michael. He was tremendous last start, and he's a horse I actually thought really battled to run 1600, but the typical patience of Maren Eustace, they've got him stronger and stronger, and he ran through the line really well. He should have won last start, and that's terrific form through Over the Sky. So taking the blinkers off, I mean, if he's there, I think he's probably the one to beat. But, the stable will give you a good handle on whether they think he'll handle the ground. So I've tipped him. The ones that are advantaged on soft ground are Dirty Deeds, number 10, certainly very comfortable in these conditions. 3, Duke of Plumpton, but they both need another win on the board. Neither of them have won for a little while. And a roughie here, 14, Arcadia King, getting fitter. I thought it ran okay last start and does drop 7.5 kilos. And I love those big weight drops on really testing ground. He might be an improver to price. But I'd be putting Crimson Ace in the quaddie if Smoke and Romans isn't there. 11, 10, 3 and 14.
11, 10, 3 and 14. Arcadia Queen, the roughie, $41, $8 the place in race number 6.
Was Arcadia Queen, Michael?
Or did I say Arcadia Queen? Freudian slip. This is the king. Yeah. If you can get me 40, even now, Arcadia Queen or backer in this at $41. All right, let's go. Race number 7. Here it is over 1,400 metres of benchmark 70. Take out 1 and 18. Scantoon, $4.20. Orleans Rock is at $5.50. Love Broker, $7.50. Knock Knock, $8. So this looks an open leg as well, Dean.
Yeah, this is a hard race, Michael. I'm going with 14 Knock Knock because I thought he did a good job to win last start. He drops a little bit in weight. He's in form. He handles a wet. Shouldn't be that far off the speed, really, and I think that's important. Raise him up. I think Matty Brown would be just giggling here with every drop of rain. He's got on the wet twice in recent weeks and won, and he's well placed again. He's got a terrific winning chance. But conceding hopes to 4 Orleans Rock. Now, the pattern of the day might be totally against him because he's a bit of a one-trick pony. He'll be out the back and look for him to be running on. And 5 Scantoon. He'll be up on the speed. Does go up in the weights on testing ground, but did a good job to win last time out. But I think 14 and 8 are both a little bit over the odds in what looks an even race. 14, 8, 4 and 5.
14, 8, 4 and 5 in what could be the hardest leg of the quaddie. Race number 8, the last race due to jump at 4.30. It's a 70 over 1,200 metres. Take out 3, 11 and 12. National Choice is the favourite here at $3.20. Ellis Park, $5.50. Cuzco Lad at $6. And then Cliffs of Ballura, $8.50. How do we come home, Dino?
I think we come home on National Choice, Michael. I think he's a promising galloper. As we know, he ran in a Guineas Prelude and placed, and he was very good on wet ground about this time last year coming through the grades. So kicking off here, I'm going with him. I think the one that will really improve is Wild Gem. Likes the conditions. Hasn't won for a while, but likelihood of getting ground that really suits him is a plus. Cuzco Lad's had a very thorough preparation to return to racing. He's had an official trial, but then he's had 2 jump outs, and I think he's pretty forward. And you know that the Waterhouse Bot horses, you know, most of the time just push forward, make their own luck, and that might be a good place to be on this ground. And 9 Ellis Park, who actually trialled with Cuzco Lad in a recent jump out at Flemington and went okay. He's had 2 jump outs, so he should be quite forward for his return. 1, 8, 6, and 9.
1, 8, 6, and 9. So a little bit of value around today. Dean, how do we construct the day?
Michael Doker's my day. She's the best. Race 2, number 1. But the best value is race 5, number 14, Ready to Indulge. Play of the day for me is just a win, Doker, into a win and place. Race 5, number 14, Ready to Indulge. And the quaddy, first leg 3, 8, 9, 14. Second leg 3, 10, 11, 14. Third leg 4, 5, 6, 8, and 14. And the last leg, 1, 6, 8, and 9.
Good on you, Dino. Good punting today.
Thank you, Michael.
Dean Lester with all his selections. Jump on rsn.net.au. If you missed any of those, you can also download the podcast and get Andrew Hawkins' selections for day 2 this evening of Royal Ascot, which will be another cracker. We'll have all of the fallout of that on tomorrow's program and more tips as we build up to the Ascot Gold Cup, which isn't far away, and also count down to a big weekend of racing. G Hall is in the studio ready for another massive show. How are you, G-Man?
Hello, Michael. I'm very well. How are you going
today? Yeah, excellent. There's plenty of news.
I enjoyed Royal Ascot last night. Did you watch it?
I must admit, I watched it on replay this morning. I couldn't do a Matt Stewart and wake up at 4 o'clock on the couch. It's just a little late for me, but it was great racing. Very firm deck and a couple of interesting results. This 11-day suspension handed down to William Buick for the excessive whip riding is interesting, isn't it?